The 17th century Palace of Versailles in Paris apparently has fallen victim to termites, worms, and leaks. And those who want to save it say $60 million is needed. So last night, a lavish fundraising party and fashion show was held at the palace for 650 invited guests.
In 1973, the Palace of Versailles was in desperate need of repair, a makeover, so to speak. So, a lavish fashion show was dreamt up to attract the most influential and affluent attendees, with the most sought-after and famous designers and models in the world. That evening's program featured French designers like Yves Saint Laurent and Givenchy competing against newcomer American talents like Stephen Burroughs, Halston, and Bill Blass, along with Anne Klein and Oscar de la Renta, who were relatively unknown on the international scene. The anticipation for French dominance was high, but the showstoppers were not the royalty. In fact, there were unknown African-American models pulling off a stunning coup d'etat of elegance in their simplicity that had all in attendance, including Princess Grace, throwing their programs wildly into the air with applause. I'm Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Today, we again delve into the world of cinema with our special segment called Popcorn Therapy. It's a movie review, but since we're not film critics, we'll be talking about these characters through our own life experiences. For this session of Popcorn Therapy, we have two very special guests in the studio, and, as always, two that have particular relevance to this film. Daniel Tropy is a fashion expert and owner of Double Take, Atlanta's first choice for luxury vintage, and Rhea Gordon, PhD, is a psychologist in private practice with 30 years experience, including positions at Harvard Medical and as former director of counseling at Spelman College. Today's film, Versailles 73. So, Daniel.
You've seen this movie.
Yes, yeah. I have. Yeah. He sent me
this. How much did you love this film?
I loved this film, and I think everybody should see this film. Everyone that has an interest in fashion, art, you know, just even history, because it's, I think that film really did capture an element of a creative spirit in the 70s that a lot of us have just, you know, forgotten about.
And Rhea, I'd like to know, did you enjoy the film?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It was, for me, it was more the visceral response of understanding the history and the political significance and how America was no longer Europe's daughter, but was her own person with her own personality, her own character, and from the designers to the models.
Yes.
Just everything played that up.
I like that description. Kind of like a coming of age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a coming out party, in a way.
Right.
And it was a party, right?
Absolutely. And that's what ended up being so much fun about it. With all the turmoil that was mixed in with it, it ended up truly being a celebration and a coming together.
You know, the French showed their collections, and I think it was 2.5 hours. And the five Americans showed all their collection in what?
Under
35 minutes. I mean, that's just... The Americans didn't really have... they didn't have the props and the bells and the whistles. They just had their talent. And the models, of course. And that, to me, just speaks volumes. I love that. I loved watching that.
And, Rhea, I'm curious, you know, you're an African-American woman. This is just barely 5 years after Martin Luther King is assassinated, and these models are there. As a psychologist, you know, what did you see with the way that they celebrated, and how could you relate that to history?
I think the whole, everything that went into it is just so much human nature in terms of this, what was set up as a competition and the kinds of sabotaging and things that went on, which to me historically it's about oppression in any way. It's just those in power want to stay in power, they want to be the standard. And as it turned out, what happened was, you know, the models were just doing more with less. And it was an interesting way that for me, the universe just kind of stepped in and corroded all the stuff that was getting in the way. and created an opportunity for these models to just be themselves. And what I got from it, because I didn't know a whole lot about the fashion hit part of it, was just the significance that it broadened the view of beauty as itself. It made it more colorful. And even the black models looked very different. I mean, we had, you know, dark chocolate, we had mocha, we had brown sugar, you know, we had short naturals, we had wiry and straight hair. I mean, it was the models themselves were a whole mixture. What was really exciting to me is the models just using their personality, you know, and strutting.
That's what it seemed.
Absolutely. You know. Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
What impression did that make upon these world renowned French designers?
Oh, I think that it really showed that Americans were something to take notice of. Probably a lot of the French designers, I mean, you had YSL, you had Givenchy, you had Pierre Cardin, you had, oh, I don't remember, you had four or five big French designers. And I'm sure a lot of these people were somewhat aware of the American designers, but not totally. You know, they had a different style, and their designs were so simple, so understated, that even today, any woman could wear them and be as fashionable as the day that was created in the 70s.
And what more do you need to add to the Palace of Versailles?
Oh, yeah, you just, you know? But the Americans were smart because they kept it really simple. You didn't need bells and whistles. You didn't need heavy props. You just needed simple, elegant clothes that are timeless and beautiful models. And that's all you need.
For me as a woman, one of the things that's really exciting is whether the clothes make the woman or whether the woman makes the clothes. And for me, I think that was part of what the models did. You know, it was like, here are these wonderful designs, but it's the attitude that you have, and it's how you feel when you wear the clothes. And that's also what sells them, you know, and just the personality of just being out there and having fun and loving it.
It's interesting to watch how they were comparing the French models versus the American models and how they walked. You know, and that's, the Americans seem to be a little bit more relaxed and, in a way, pure.
How important are our clothes, our perception that we put out there to our own ego?
Oh, tremendous. I mean, it's a way of creating your public self. You know, so that other people know something about you and how to interact with you. It's one of the biggest parts that we use for self-expression. It's one of the things you can change and you can alter and you can be creative with it. That was the other thing artistically that I thought was so nice about it, just how this whole thing was portrayed. Art is something that as you create it, it sort of unfolds and it takes a life of its own, and the energy you get from the audience feeds you and then you feed back. And I mean, it was just wonderful. I mean, it was just exciting.
I would have loved to have been there.
Yeah. You are a piece of art when you walk out every day, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. And how you present the world is really telling, you know. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I can spot people a mile away. I mean, if they add a little vintage into it, then, you know, that just shows a little character. I go out every day looking to salvage great pieces, and when I run across something that's, you know, 60s or 70s, oh my God. I mean, I'll give you an example. I mean, over the weekend, I got really, really lucky, and I found three 60s YSL blouses. And then I found a really cool 1970s Bill Blass black skirt. And they're out there. You just have to find it. And to me, that's the thrill of me going out every day looking to salvage a really great piece of history and art, because I think of each piece as it's a painting. It's a piece of art.
When did things change? I mean, you know, because it's, like, we've made such progress out there in the world in so many areas, healthcare, manufacturing, but it seems like our clothing, you can still go out and have a personality, but you've lost, like, that story with the clothing for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I don't know. I think, in a way, we've got a little bit sidetracked. We got a little lazy, I think, when it comes to really our presentation.
No, it just makes me think that the politics makes a difference too, and that in the 70s we were still very much about making statements about self-worth, you know, especially for African Americans.
Yeah.
And I think what's happened today is it's gotten so casual that, you know, we're focusing on the much more casual things, and rather than sort of more of a mixture of not necessarily high end, but you know, everything is jeans, everything, you know, it's more of the casual kinds of things, and not as much a celebration, I think, of the best.
This sense of nostalgia is a connection. It's engaging with this film. Mm-hmm. And how important is that in the world of psychology, like that type of memory and nostalgia?
Oh, well, I mean, I think where you come from is has everything to do with your identity and sort of understanding where you come from and what's been important, which is also why I think this film is so important, to go back and capture a piece of history that a lot of people may not know about. And it's wonderful just capturing history. And it was not only what the African American models did, you know, the statement that they sort of made, but it was also these American designers, and it was sort of like, here we all are coming of age. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most gracious parts of this was the French at the end being able to say, yep, you won.
Oh, yeah.
There are two messages that really come out to me. One is doing more with less, which I think is also what
right.
African Americans have had to do. And the other one is you have everything you need within you. You know, you don't need props. You don't need these other things. You have what you need within
Absolutely.
You to make a statement and
Absolutely.
Be confident and celebrate.
Right. I tell women when they come into my store and they're trying on stuff and they're looking in the mirror, I say, you have to go out and we have to look at yourself in the mirror and go, I look really good.
Mm-hmm.
I look really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing this and it looks really good. You've mm-hmm. got to have that self-confidence.
But how do you get that? That's what people want to know, right?
Well, I think you have successes. I think you have people around you that celebrate you. I think you are recognized. You're acknowledged. And I think that's a lot of what all of this was. I mean, you know, America was there, but not really recognized.
Right.
Another thing that was completely amazing and wonderful to me is that this is the first film by Deborah Draper,
yeah.
and she did a spectacular
she
job.
She did.
Oh.
I was amazed
oh my
at that.
God.
I mean, for this to be
Absolutely.
Her first full-length movie
Absolutely.
Was just amazing. She did an exceptional job.
Oh, yeah.
And also just how it came about. I
right.
mean, she found this shred of history, and she put it together,
mm-hmm.
and
Absolutely.
She sewed it together, and mm-hmm. she celebrated it.
And watching that, I teared up several times mm-hmm. in there. I just, mm-hmm. I mean, it really is emotional when you think about what they went through.
You know, you're in fashion. You're a psychologist. I mean, did it surprise you that this piece of history, which was pretty monumental in both fashion, in, I think, the consciousness of the African American, you know, populace at the time. Did it surprise you all that this was unknown?
Let me put it this way. There's a lot of history that isn't really written and acknowledged.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, I wasn't surprised about it. For me, it was really, it was wonderful to have it again and to really be able to experience it and know, oh, you know, here's something else about the fashion world that we don't always talk about.
Right,
that,
right. I wasn't
really
aware
exciting.
Of it, so
yeah.
I was fascinated by it. To
yeah.
me, it was a wonderful story that desperately needed to be told, and I wasn't aware of that.
Daniel, would you recommend that people go see the film?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't even hesitate. I plan on seeing it again and probably again and probably again.
Rhea?
Absolutely. No question.
Good. Well, I'm so glad that we could, you know, get together and discuss it. I'm excited to see it again myself. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This session of Popcorn Therapy is brought to you by Dr. Chip Cole, internationally recognized oculofacial plastic surgeon, author, and medical director of Oculus Plastic Surgery. Look your best and feel great about it.
Visit drcole.info for more information, and be on the lookout for his upcoming book, Face Change, coming in 2013.